This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Rallies are being carried out across the country under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign as part of the Independence Day celebrations on Thursday. The campaign is being held across the country till the 15th of this month to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Under the initiative, the government has urged people to hoist the tricolour at their homes and take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning as part of the campaign. Union Ministers Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Ram Manohar Naidu, Kinjarappu, Kiran Rijiju and Mansukh Mandviya were present on the occasion. The rally ended at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Vice President Dhankar said, Har Ghar Tiranga campaign reflects the nation's independence, pride and commitment to Viksit Bharat. Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, the tricolour is the pride of India, which ties the country together as one. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will flag off the Tiranga Yatra at Ahmedabad in Gujarat this evening. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also participate in the rally. The Yatra is being organised by Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation from Virat Nagar locality in East Ahmedabad as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 4 a.m. on Thursday to facilitate the public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. The train services will be available at a frequency of 15 minutes on all lines till 6 a.m. and thereafter, regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. In addition, people who will be in possession of a bona fide invitation card for attending the Independence Day ceremony will be permitted entry and travel on production of a valid government-issued photo identity card at the stations. This arrangement will be valid for exit only at Lal Qila, Jama Masjid and Chandani Chowk metro stations, which are closest to the venue. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has called for innovation, scientific thinking and finding quick solutions to make India a developed nation. She was addressing the 11th convocation ceremony organized at the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research in Bhopal today. The Finance Minister said scientific education and research should be used to maximum for the betterment of the society. Ms. Sitharaman also laid the foundation stone of new academic building and lecture hall of the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research in Bhopal. The government will install 1 lakh transponders on marine fishing vessels to ensure security of fishermen and promote their business. Addressing a national seminar on application of space technologies in the fisheries sector in New Delhi, Union Minister for Fisheries Rajiv Ranjan Singh said that transponders will also issue an alert if any fisherman crosses the maritime border. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India is supportive of democratic processes all over the world and expressed confidence that New Delhi will be able to work with the new President of the United States, whoever they will be. The Minister was speaking on the evolution of India-US relations and the Indian diaspora in the US. On evolution of India-US relationships, the Minister said Indian diaspora has been a very positive factor in the bilateral relationship. He noted that H-1B visa did as much as the Cold War to shape India-US relations. The Calcutta High Court has ordered a CBI investigation into the rape and murder of a doctor at a medical college and hospital in Kolkata. The court has asked the police to hand over all documents to the CBI immediately. Earlier, the High Court asked the state government to submit a status report on the investigation. The court also questioned the delay in recording the statement of the former principal and asked what the state government is doing to address the concerns of the protesting doctors. The Big Cricket League, a franchise-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside their cricketing heroes, has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.